Hello and welcome to NJ Biz Conversations. I'm your host, Jeff Kanige. My guest today is Max Gomez. He is the founder and owner of Amped Fitness in Brielle. Max, welcome.
Awesome. Thank you for having me, Jeff. I'm excited to be here.
Oh, well, thanks for taking the time. I appreciate it. You started Amped Fitness, which is a gym, fitness center, in January of 2021, if I remember correctly.
Yes.
Which at a time when people were still worried about the COVID-19 pandemic, and that's interesting in and of itself. But I wanted to start with where your story starts, and that's on a motocross bike. I know you've told the story probably millions of times, but I'm going to ask you one more time to let our viewers know what happened to you and how that led you to own a gym in Brielle.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Like you said, I've gotten it down pretty good, so I can give you a nice concise story here, but, basically I've raced dirt bikes my whole life. I received my first one from my parents as a gift at the age of four. I really shouldn't say parents, should say my dad. My mom was never really much of a fan of the whole dirt bike thing. But from that age, you know, it was just kind of something for me and him to do together, you know, go to the park, stuff like that. And then as I grew older and got bigger, the bikes would get bigger. And then you had to ride at, you know, sanctioned events with a closed course and all that. So, and it's not a sport like basketball where there's, you know, a court and every other, you know, block. Right. This was, you had to travel. That kind of just took us down the East Coast. For the first big, you know, portion of my life, that was primarily what I did. When I was 17 at the time. Well, so I was transitioning 17 to 18. I wanted to participate in this national event. And one of the qualifiers was out in Pennsylvania. And this was May of 2012. So I had just turned 18, actually. We had hopes of going there, qualifying. And then the big national was in Tennessee, which would be later in the summer. So we went there with high hopes. And then, obviously some unfortunate things happened. Originally what we thought was going to just be a broken foot or a sprained ankle ended up being something that changed my whole life. To go in a little more detail on that, it ended up being compartment syndrome. And then I developed gangrene, and this was all in the hospital within a month. So I was in there for quite a while. I had five different surgeries. They tried to do a couple different things, like a bypass from my left leg to my right leg, to try to, you know, get some blood flow down there. And things just weren't working. So ultimately, after about 3 weeks, we had to make the tough decision to decide to amputate or not. But at that point, like I said, the gangrene kind of had set in. So it became almost, you know, a no-brainer at that point. It was June of, so by the time I had gotten out, summer was starting, it was about June. And then it was kind of just like, you know, figure it out as you go, you know, you do therapy and this and that. But those kind of came along the way. It was a long journey. Through that whole period of time, ever since I was young, I was always into fitness, the sports that I like to do. So, you know, motocross, and then I also like to wrestle. Those required an intense, you know, you had to be training off the bike and,
right,
off the mat quite a bit. So I always had this love for being in, you know, in good shape and all that kind of stuff. And when I was younger, I'd always dreamed of owning a gym one day. I didn't know the difference between like a big box gym or like a boutique gym. So I just kind of knew I wanted to own a gym. I wanted a room with weights that I could throw around and do my thing. It kind of led me, I was lucky enough that the things that happened kind of led me in this direction. But I've always had that dream. And then, you know, after the accident, it was just kind of rebuilding myself. And in that process, it was, okay, well, I went back to the gym. Obviously I was you know, pretty weak from being in the hospital for so long. But, you know, I looked at it as just another challenge and learning how to use my new prosthetic once I received that, to do, you know, different exercises, squats and stuff like that. And, you know, through that whole time, when I was in school, cause I had went back to college, I had wanted to be a physical therapist. That was kind of what I wanted to do for, you know, all the way up until like a couple of years ago, really. And so while I was in school for that, I worked at a gym in Freehold, called Sets, and, they were awesome. And then while I was doing that, the, unfortunately the pandemic hit, you know, and a lot of shut down a lot of gyms and businesses. I mean, looking back on it, it was a very unfortunate thing, but I got very lucky in the sense because it kind of evened the playing field a little bit for me. And it gave me an opportunity to kind of spread my wings a little. So within that time, you know, once everything shut down, I went on Facebook and I just joined a bunch of moms of wall. And I live in Belmar. So I joined all these mom groups of local towns and I threw an ad out there. I didn't even really know what I was doing, but I was just like, let me just, you know, try to make some money. Cause I was, you know, everything was closed. No, right. There was no income coming in. So, threw an ad out in these Facebook groups and it, you know, caught fire. And I ended up going from one house to the next and each house had, you know, four or five, mostly moms there. And then, you know, just networking and building a connection with these people. And then I did that all of summer 2020. And then once, you know, everything was outside. So once it started to get too cold to do that, it was, you know, I started to kind of lose people. The temperature was dropping. And that's when, again, I got very lucky. I had ran into an old friend of mine who I used to work with. And I was kind of telling him what I had going on. And I was doing these outdoor workouts, this and that. And he's like, oh, you know, my dad has a space in this building that he owns, you know, a small little room, but maybe he'd be willing to rent it to you. I was like, ah, okay. You know, didn't really think anything of it, but my dad was like, just go check it out. You got nothing to lose. So I went over there. I looked at it. It was a tiny little room. It had a blue rug. I was like, all right, well, if we're going to do this, we got to, you know, dive in and make it work. So I knew we had some our work cut out for us, but my dad and my grandpa helped me kind of build out this tiny little room. And that was December of 2020. We spent about a month just fixing things and organizing. And then January 2021, we opened the first location there. And then, you know, just kind of rode it out through the year. We had a great first year. There was a lot of growth. Looking back on it now, I don't know how I convinced these people to come to this ugly little room that we had set up, but it served its purpose. And then, you know, once I felt it was time, we opened our second bigger location, which is much nicer. We painted it and we put, you know, decorated it, and new equipment and all that. And that was April of 2022.
Okay.
And that's our Brielle location. Brielle. So that's kind of where we were able to really establish ourselves and make a, you know, a name for ourselves within the community. And that's kind of where, you know, we're there now and continuing to grow, hoping for a very strong 2023. We got some cool stuff planned ahead, so I'm excited for it.
Okay. I want to talk a little bit about that, but first, I just to go back a little bit, my understanding is you, when you were working for the other gym, they wanted you to go run one of their outlets. Did I read that? Am I getting that right?
Yes.
So,
yes.
So they obviously recognized that you had an aptitude for running a business and for managing something like that. So this didn't come out of nowhere.
Yeah. I mean, I just think, like I said, being a trainer is like my favorite thing in the world. Running a business, two totally separate things. And, right. You know, I'm learning that, you know, you kind of think, oh, open my gym and if you build it, they will come. Like, no, that is not the case. You have to learn how to brand and market and sell. And there's so many more things that are more important in the business than just being a good trainer. Obviously you have to deliver a good product, but you know, you want to, you can be the greatest trainer in the world. If nobody knows you exist, you're going to be, you know, broke. So, but I think that, you know, to your point, so they were, they had plans of opening a location. So I worked in Freehold and they, and I traveled from Belmar to Freehold. So, you know, having a 5 a.m. class was tough to get there. You know, it was a half hour drive. I was up at 3 a.m. and that was kind of difficult. So, and he had plans of opening another location somewhere near Belmar. And then I would kind of manage that as a salary position, which was growth in the company. And that's something that I was super excited about. And then right at that time was when COVID hit. So it was kind of like took the wind out of everybody's sails.
Right.
But obviously, you know, he had to kind of, he wasn't going to open a gym if he couldn't even keep his, you know, the ones he had going.
Right.
So, but I think he just saw more of like a drive in me. I always had that. I would always tell him all the time. And his name was Anthony. I would go, you know, Ant, like, I want to work. Like, I'm just hungry. I want to grow. I want to get better at what I do. Like, I want to invest my money into this. Like, this is my dream, my goals. Like, I have lofty goals, but I'm willing to work, you know, as hard as can be to get there. So I think, you know, the skills aspect of it, I definitely lacked, but the drive and determination to get to that point was, you know, there was no shortage of that.
Okay. Now you did say you don't know how you managed to convince people to come to a small room. I mean, that again, January 2021, the vaccines were just starting to come out. It was not a good time to try to convince people to come into gyms. Right. I mean, there were a lot, you know, famously they were very, very hard. A lot of them were hit very hard during the pandemic because they were closed down and it was just not the place that anybody wanted to be. How did you manage to convince people? Was it just that network that you had built up in going to folks' houses and them getting to know you? I mean, was that the core of your original client base?
Yeah. So I think it was a combination of a couple different things. Being that, you know, they had trusted me up to that point, you know, I had known a lot of these people for, you know, 6-7 months, and they were training with me consistently every week. So we had built up a little bit of a relationship at that point. You know, when I went into the new space, I knew that, you know, we kind of gridded things out. So people were spaced out. We followed all the precautions.
Right.
Obviously, it was, you know, one of those things. The room was very tiny. So that was, you know, one of the downsides to it. But I was like, okay, if we can kind of space things out, everybody's 6 feet. You know, I, in the beginning, I just had enough people basically to cover the rent. Right.
Okay.
So it was kind of, I wasn't in a position where I was making any money, but I was like, okay, well, at least if I can just kind of keep it where it is and I'm making just enough to keep the bills paid, then, you know, we'll run it. And everything was, the rent there was month to month, which was awesome because I didn't sign any lease.
Sure.
So I knew if things didn't, you know, end up working out in 4 or 5 months, I could just be like, okay, I'm taking all this stuff out, I'll sell it and we'll figure it out from there. So, and then I think just like I said, those relationships that I had built with them, it took a little bit of convincing, but I was able to kind of get them into that first space. And then, you know, initially 5 members became 7, 7 became 10, 10 became 20, and just little by little, I mean, looking back now, you know, I go in that room and I'm like, wow, I have no idea how we made this happen. But it, like I said, it served its purpose and we ran it till it was like busting at the seams.
Right. Okay. So you obviously did, get enough, build up enough, a client base so that you were able to move into a larger space. So beyond your personal story, what is it about AMP that sets it apart from other gyms? I mean, what's your approach? How is it different from some of the other places that folks might be familiar with, whether they're chains or independents? I mean, I'll let you draw you know more about it than I do, so I'll let you draw the distinction.
Sure. So I think, you know, looking back on it now, January of this upcoming January will be 2 years that the gym is in business. I would say, you know, if you asked me what's like one of the toughest parts about, you know, even just running a business is, I think, like you said, what makes you different. And, you know, every gym's got the weights and cable machines and squat racks. Like, there's nothing special about what we have in our gym. You know, right. It's all the same equipment. I think being that I'm an amputee and, you know, I'm very vocal and open about that. And like the gym is named Amped, which is kind of a play on words. Right. I think is kind of what grabs people's attention and kind of draws them in. So, you know, they see that and they see this kid and, I like to think nothing really is holding me back. And I kind of vocalize that and I try to, put that on my members and people that enter my gym. So I think that kind of helps draw people in. And then I think just being able to provide a great product and a great service, and I have excellent coaching staff, and we're very passionate about what we do. The community is awesome in our gym. It's like, as soon as you step in, whether you've been there a month or a week or a day, like you're just family. And I think those things are kind of what keeps people in. So I think the combination and learning who we are in the community and who Amped is as a brand, has been it's definitely been a journey, but it's been an exciting journey. Mm-hmm. And kind of, you know, spreading our feet and getting our feet planted in the community has been something that I've, you know, loved to see happen right before my eyes.
Right. You know, it's interesting that you mentioned that. I remember reading that, the example that you set for the folks who come into your gym, you know, the adversity that you've gone through for folks to look at that and think, okay, can I do this next set? Can I do these next reps? They look at you and they say, okay, yes, if he can do that, I can do this. That must be to put it coarsely, a good selling point.
Yeah. I always say, I'm like, I don't live to inspire other people. I just live like this, you know. Unfortunately, looking back, this happened right to me, and it was something that I couldn't control, and this is how it was meant to be. But, you know, looking back on it, I wouldn't have changed any of it. This is what I was meant to do. This is how I was meant to be. And, you know, I always said, I'm not going to allow this to ever stop me. I mean, I was able to get back on my dirt bike, which, you know, I don't ride much anymore, but that was one of the things that I wanted to do. And I didn't want anything to ever say that it beat me. And I think it's the same thing, whether it's, you know, losing a limb or weight loss, or you want to gain muscle or whatever, nothing is easy in life. Things that are worth having always take time. They take effort. It took me years to get as comfortable with my body and movement as I am now. But I think that's just, it's not impossible. And I think if I could do it, anybody can do it. It's just a matter of, okay, well, can I instill that in somebody else and inspire them to make the change that they need?
Okay. It looks like, I mean, just listening to you talk and looking at your website and some of the other materials that have been written about you, that you're fairly hands-on. You still are in the gym working with clients, or you still have time to do that?
Yeah. That's so, another difficult part about business is learning how to, you know, the gym is my baby, and right, I want to be able to, you know, you want to be there all the time, but it's very easy to work in it and not on it. So I'm trying to kind of learn my ways, and, not that I ever want to stop coaching. I love doing that. I wish I could do that, like just that. Right. But you know, in order to grow, I can't be everywhere at once, and I need to figure out how to put the right people in the right places to allow us to continue to grow. As of right now, I do coach quite a bit. I'm there Monday, Wednesday, Friday mornings, and Tuesday, Thursday nights. So okay, I am still there doing, you know, a pretty hefty schedule. And then I do a lot of, you know, PTs on and off here and there, which are just, you know, one-on-one sessions. But it's one of those things that each year I'm trying to not work less, just kind of change my role a little sure bit in the company. So, you know, it's a learning process for sure.
Right. Yeah. So is that the biggest challenge, that balance, or is it hiring? Is it the cost of doing business? What keeps you up at night? What's the thing you worry about most?
So that's a great question. There's a lot of different things. I like to think that, I work hard enough that I sleep through the nights, most nights fairly easily.
It sounds like it. I would think a gym owner would probably be pretty tuckered out by the time the night's going, the lights go out.
Exactly. By the time my head hits the pillow, I'm like, I'm lights out within like 5 minutes. And we're up early. You know, I got to be up most days at 4 o'clock because I have a 5 a.m. those Monday, Wednesday, Friday. So, but there's nothing really that I can say that's like, you know, this, I wish this was different. You know, you kind of learn to enjoy the struggles, you know, people come and go, you know, you think you got somebody, a member that you locked in for life, and maybe they go and try a different gym. And rather than taking it personal, it's, you know, things change, you know, people drive one model of car for 10 years and then they go, you know what, I'm going to try this, you know, or this make, this model, whatever. And things just change, and it's learning how to just kind of go with the flow. And I always try to try my hardest and put the most effort into things that I care about, and just be a good person to people, and try to, you know, ultimately my passion is just to be able to change people's lives and help them. And it's gotten me this far so far. So I just want to continue that, and hopefully we can really, really, you know, make some great growth.
Okay. Well, that was the last thing I was going to ask you about. You've been very generous with your time, but I'm curious as to what your plans are for the future. What's your goals for next year, for example, and then beyond that, is this something that you see yourself doing for the long term, expanding the number of locations you have? How do you see the future developing for Amped Fitness?
Yeah. So I would love, you know, once we kind of got into that Brielle location and at that location, you know, I had signed a lease, like everything was a little more official. I was like, okay, well, I'm here at least for the next, you know, 3 years that my lease is here. So this is, you know, I'm taking things kind of year by year, but when I look, you know, at the end of the tunnel, I'm like, I would love to have 3 or 4, 5 different locations, all within, you know, within this area. We're playing around with, I don't think I want anything bigger than what we have right now.
Okay.
I think we have a good number for the class size and the location size, stuff like that, the equipment. I think we're kind of in a good spot with that. We were thinking maybe of even a potential another location be maybe even a little bit smaller. So you get a little bit more, you know, attention, a 6-person class as opposed to a 12-person class, where it's a little more maybe high, you know, high ticket, but you're getting, you know, a nutrition component. There's, you know, certain people where they might want to start in the bigger class. They kind of, you know, get their feet wet and get rolling. And then we say, okay, well, look, we have this other location that's, you know, a town over that is a little bit, you know, more money, but you're going to get a higher quality workout. So we're kind of playing around with a couple different things. I do want to grow. I don't want to just, you know, stay in my Brielle spot. So we're, you know, we're kind of just taking it year by year as we go.
Okay. Well, I hope you'll keep us posted and check in with us and let us know how it goes. I'd really, if you do open another location or something happens, I'd love to talk to you again about this.
Awesome. Yeah. Thank you again, Jeff. I really appreciate this.
All right. Thank you. Max Gomez, founder and owner of Amped Fitness in Brielle. Thank you very much for joining me. I really appreciate you taking the time. And thank you all for watching. Until next time, stay safe, everyone.